Jesus had told his disciples when he was with them many times, "I will be crucified, and on the third day I will rise again." But they never really understood or took in this information. Now, it was Sunday morning, and the women, a group of women, had come to the disciples and said, "Jesus is alive! Jesus is alive! We saw an angel, and he said to us, 'Why are you coming to the tomb, to the place where the dead are, to look for the living? Jesus has risen just as he said he would.'" But the disciples didn't believe the women. They thought they were crazy. Later that same day, two men also came running to the disciples and said, "We've seen Jesus, we've seen Jesus. We met a man on the road and we didn't recognize him. But after he talked to us, we recognized him and we knew that it was Jesus, and suddenly he disappeared." And while they were still discussing these things, our story starts. Suddenly, Jesus stood among them and he said, "Peace be with you." They were terrified, thinking Jesus was a ghost. Jesus said, "Look at my hands and my feet. It really is me. Why are you so terrified and full of doubts in your mind? Touch my hands and my feet. A ghost doesn't have flesh, as you see I have." But still, and then he showed his hands and feet to them, but still they did not believe because they were so filled with joy and amazement. So Jesus said, "Is there anything to eat here?" They gave him a piece of fish and he ate it in their presence. Then Jesus said to them, "It's just like I told you when I was still with you. The Christ had to fulfill all the scriptures that were written in the law of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets." And then Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scripture. And he said, "For it was written, the Christ must suffer and on the third day would rise again. And then repentance and forgiveness would be